So how do we calculate work done on a rigid body? Well, we have to remember how a rigid body moves. A rigid body can both translate and rotate. So let's think about a force being applied to the rigid body. The force could make that rigid body translate. And in that case, we use the normal work equation to calculate the work. The force moves through a distance. So u equals the integral of f dot dr. Or we can simplify that depending on whether the force is constant and whether the force is in the same direction as displacement. But let's say the force is offset from the center of mass and it makes the object rotate. So this force, we can still use the force times distance version of the work equation, but it's also causing the body to rotate. So this force is creating a moment. So we can look at that as a moment creating the work. So we can then adjust our work equation so that we look at the force as a force and a moment arm, and then calculate the work as the moment times the angle that the body rotates through. So there's different options when a force is being applied to a body, how we calculate the work. Now, if a moment is being applied to a rigid body, so for example, a friction moment where it's a pure moment, then we use the equation u equals the integral of m dot d theta, where m is the moment being applied to the body, and theta is the angular displacement.